15 minutes after 5 o'clock. Bullseye on the afternoon continuing on a Tuesday. Hope you're enjoying that Tuesday wherever you may be. We appreciate you making us a part of it. We've covered a number of different topics today, and we have a number of big events going on in and around the area this weekend, though. The Lorain County Heart Walk takes place, and here to tell us more about that Lorain County Heart Walk is Heart Walk Director Natalie Mariano. Natalie, how are you?
Doing well, Andy. How are you doing today?
So far, so good. Enjoying that sunshine, and well, we can't take that for granted based on the way last week ended, that's for sure. Natalie,
that's right.
Yeah, absolutely. Please give us all the details on this Heart Walk. Where is it, when is it, and what all is going down?
So we're really looking forward to a good event this weekend. The Lorain County Heart Walk will be on Saturday, May 13th, and it'll go from 8 to 10 a.m. At 8 o'clock, there'll be some festivities in Avon Commons, which is right off of Detroit Road. And then from there, you can either do a 3-mile or one-mile route. So we're going to have some great sponsors there. University Hospitals will be there, North Ohio Heart Center, Chapman & Chapman, Wausau CPAs, Mercy, SureTech, and LifeCare Ambulance, and Northwest Bank. So we're going to have a lot of different companies there giving giveaways, doing some health screenings. We're also excited about it because we're going to have some a survivor tent there as well, Eat Street, a kids zone. So a lot of different things going on, a great community event, and a great way to get involved.
Natalie, if we can, let's spend a second on that survivor tent, because I think that's always really cool, no matter what kind of a walk that you go to, whatever you're trying to create awareness for. But in this case, you know, I know it's going to be survivors for whether it be heart attacks or heart issues and strokes as well. Give us an idea as to just how cool that survivor tent really is, because I think there you really get a lot of great stories that come out of that.
You really do, Andy, and very excited about the survivor tent. What we're going to have there is red caps and red capes, and also some white caps. So what we'll do is give those to survivors of cardiovascular disease and stroke. So they'll be able to wear them throughout the walk and have that as a keepsake. And, you know, our survivors are really why we do what we do, and keep striving to get research to do this. So we're really excited to have that tent there. And we're also going to have some Say It With Heart cards. So you can write some notes of encouragement on the cards, and after the event, we're going to give them to some survivors out there, as well as volunteers, to thank them for what they do.
Natalie, you mentioned before the race there'd be some festivities taking place. What do those include?
So what we're going to have is University Hospitals is going to do some health screenings, so they're going to take blood pressure and do some other things as well. We'll also have a kids zone. So in this area, we'll have a little basketball hoop. Kids can play in this area, and then we're going to have teaching gardens so they can, you know, plant some plants and have a fun day there. Some other activities that are going on is we'll have Eat Street. So people are more than welcome to grab some snacks and healthy fruits and vegetables at that station and just enjoy a good time with the community.
We're talking with Natalie Mariano about the Lorain County Heart Walk. Again, it's coming up this Saturday, and it's going to be at the Avon Commons. Make sure you head on down there and check it out to see all that they have going on. And as you mentioned, Natalie, it's more than just the walk itself. There are all kinds of festivities going on in and around the event itself. There are two different kinds of walks. I know you guys have done a nice job so far of raising some money, but I know you guys are still looking for a little bit more to try and reach your goal. How close are you guys to your goal?
So right now, we are at around $80,000, and our goal is, we set our goals high because, you know, we really want to make sure we're getting that research. So our goal is $140,000. So we do have a little bit of a gap. We definitely can use a lot of support. People can reach us by going to our website at heart.org/Lorain County Walk. Feel free to join or donate. Again, this event is free, so anybody's welcome to come.
And I think it's more than just a monetary donation. I think you'd agree with that, too. When you go to these things, and especially when you interact with some of the survivors and those who have been affected in any way, shape, or form by some of the elements that come from these heart issues, when you go to these things, too, and you spend your time and you go there and you interact with people, I'm sure from your perspective, even if you're not able to give much in the way of a monetary donation, even by just donating some of your time, that still goes a very long ways.
Oh, a very long way. Just showing your support is enough. These survivors and the reason why we do what we do, it really does make a difference, even that little support that people can show any way they can.
And how long have you been associated with these guys now? How did you get involved originally?
So I have been with the American Heart Association for about 6 months now. It's a very cause I believe in. The reason why I do what I do is because of my family. So I've been personally affected by cardiovascular disease in my family, and I really want to be able to give back and do what I can for the community.
And for our listeners who are tuned in out there right now who maybe can't make it out there or can't walk in the event, how can they get involved and where should they go in order to get involved?
So in order to get involved, we have so many events going on with the American Heart Association. So if you go to heart.org, you'll be able to see all the events we have and different ways to get involved within the different communities.
Again, that's heart.org, heart.org. Well, Natalie, we certainly hope that Sergeant Sunshine stays out throughout the course of the week and into the weekend, so that way you guys can get all kinds of beautiful weather and thus really increase that turnout on Saturday. And again, Saturday, you guys are out at the Avon Commons. What's the time of the event on Saturday?
8 a.m., and then the walk starts at 9.
All righty. Sounds great. Well, Natalie, we appreciate you spending some time with us here and letting us know more about the event. Best of luck this weekend. Again, hopefully Mother Nature decides to cooperate.
Thanks, Andy, and I appreciate everyone's support. Have a great day.
Thank you. You do the same. That is Natalie Mariana with the Lorain County Heart Walk. Sounds like a pretty cool event.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, 8 o'clock gets underway on Saturday, and again, it's a walk, so
sure.
Not like it's an intense competition, right?
Yeah, you don't have to try and speed walk past everybody, but it sounds like they've got everything covered from the adults to the kids too, which is always pleasant, again, as somebody who's got a child.
Well, and I think the survivor tent is really a cool thing. I mean,
really,
when you go to that, you kind of get an idea as to what you're there for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because by what you do, spending your time or your money to try and help find cures for these causes and just to kind of do what you do in order to be able to find some ailments for some of these things that some of these folks are suffering through. When you see the survivors and you see how far they've come and what some of the previous donations have done to help them get there, that's got to really make you feel pretty darn good.
Yeah, it obviously does. And I think much like some of the other horrible things that happen out there, this is something that everybody either knows somebody or something that everyone is dealt with in some way, shape, or form. So, yeah, I agree with you. I think that Survivor 10 is a really cool thing to have out there just to get some acknowledgement for those who have fought that hard fight.